Hello, everybody.
Hi,
and
Tom.
Welcome. God damn it, Jonas. Every time? You're not even on the podcast anymore.
Yeah, I'm clearly right here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another installment of Girls Night with Tom Brady. That's me. And we have a very special guest.
Oh, I'm excited
episode.
To hear who it is.
Jonas Schroed, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Clap for Jonas, not you. I assume that the audience is clapping if they're not partying too hard. If you can hear this over the music that's playing while you listen to this podcast. Look, don't listen to music while you're listening to this podcast. You dance to this podcast and only this fucking podcast.
Jesus, that got aggressive.
Hey, we're having fun. All right, I'm glad to be back. We haven't recorded in a while. I've been living in Chicago. We're coming at you live from Cincinnati Brouhaha.
You are all over the Midwest hubs, man.
I'm all over the mid-dubs.
Is that a thing?
The mid-dubs hubs. I don't think that is a thing. You're a dumb
metropolitan
fuck.
Areas.
This is why people complain. Honestly, I moved to Chicago so you wouldn't be on the podcast
I thought they
anymore.
Complained because they didn't have enough big dicks on
That's
here.
Why.
Oh.
You're a big asshole. And I mean that literally.
Oh.
Never mind. I hate this. Let's see. Yeah, we're coming to you live from Brew. My voice is shot.
Why is that, Tom?
Because I've been screaming.
Drunk and disorderly?
I've been drunk and screaming. I've been living in Chicago now, though. Just moved. I'm coming back. That's why Jonas is back on. Just been hanging out at the Bean. Every day I hang out at the Bean with the rest of the citizens of Chicago. We just stand around it.
You guys just stand around taking pictures of your reflections all day.
Yeah, it's really not fun. I don't know why we do it, but hey, that's what you do. That's Chicago, right? Yesterday in the hotel, I want to bring this up, we saw an old man, probably in his 60s. I want to say 60s. He had white
50s,
hair.
60s, yeah.
I'm going to say 60s. He had a shirt on that said Priceless Pears. And there was a picture of a bra on it with titties in it. I don't even like that word. But it's funny to me that this old man is walking around like he needs people to know. He's like, hey, in case people didn't get a chance to talk to me, I want to know visually. I like titties.
I like tits quite a bit.
Hey, ma'am, just wanted you to know in case, you know, a situation arises, I'm into titties.
It was like a breast cancer shirt.
Yeah.
But... He said, "I want to support breast cancer, but I still want to get a little dirty."
I don't like those shirts, the ones that are like,
no, because
I'm in support of breast cancer, and it'll say like I heart tits or whatever.
I had a kid.
We
in
know
my,
what you're doing.
I had a kid in my karate class that had like one of those rubber wristbands on that says I heart boobies.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, you have to take that off. And he's like eight. He's like, I don't. What are you talking about?
I like it. He's like, what, man? I love fucking tits, but. Look, baby. I want to make one for like prostate cancer where it's just a huge picture of a dick. It's like support prostate cancer research. People are like, you can't fucking wear a dick. And it's like, oh, you're against the cause. Are you cancer?
Tom, where do you think a prostate is?
I assume it's dick cancer. I assume it's either your butthole or your dick.
Uh-huh.
Based on the comics jokes. God, if they cured prostate cancer, a lot of people would lose a lot of their act. There'd be a John Hancock would be fucked. Anyways, he's listening. That hack. Congrats to John Hancock for winning. For winning the Bloomington Comedy Festival.
Why did you
start laughing? Because we got a sponsor that rolled in. It was texted into me. I got to read this. These sponsors just keep rolling in. It's our sponsor is dograpist.com. I don't agree with what they're promoting, but they gave us a lot of money. It's a ton of money, but dograpist.com, they get in there. They'll rape your dog, and it's against your and their will. And actually...
Nobody wants to do it.
You know what? I was confused. That's the wrong website. It's a dog who goes around raping people. And somehow he gathered the funds to create a website. I assume he's going to pay us. He said he was going to...
Yeah, our sponsors haven't worked out well in the past.
We have another sponsor today, and it is the newest edition of Carmen Sandiego. It's called Carmen Sandiego 20 Years Later. If we're still looking for it, she's probably dead.
Carmen Sandiego Missing Persons Edition.
Carmen Sandiego, Let the Mourning Process Begin. we also have, this is a big one. I'm going to be honest. I'm surprised we got
this one. Is it? Are they actually giving you money, Tom?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Or did they just say they would give you money?
I kind of just assumed. They said they wanted me to talk about
it. Dude.
They said that it exists.
When are you
going to
fucking figure this out?
I thought, well, to be honest, somebody just told me it existed, so I assume that's a sponsor.
Okay.
Is that how it works?
No.
This one's a real one.
We'll talk about it.
This guy emailed me, and he said he's going to give me a lot of bones. Big bag of bones. It's a big blockbuster coming out this winter. One of those winter blockbusters.
Mm-hmm.
New movie. They're finally making a prequel to Weekend at Bernie's. Where he's a kid. It's a dead child, and they animate his body. Because, like, it's a dude trying to get laid, and he's got this kid that he's babysitting, and he dies. But he just, like, animates the kid's body and, like, makes him dance around and stuff. He's having a good time. It's really funny. I saw the trailer.
Is it?
It's really funny.
It had better be really funny.
It's pretty great. Those are our sponsors. Jonas, what have you been up to, buddy?
Just been hanging out at Brouhaha. A fight started next to me last night. That was pretty fun.
That's fun.
Just on the back porch, and these two guys, one called the other guy a fag.
Okay.
And then the other guy, who was three times as big, took a swing at him.
Sure.
And then they tumbled all over the place. And I found out that with all my martial arts training, when a fight breaks out, I kind of scurry to the side of the room and find a wall and don't get involved. So that's
smart, because
I've been training for 20 years.
There's no point in getting a fight.
No.
Especially if you call somebody a fag, you probably deserved it.
Probably.
I'm not saying the guy who did it's a bad guy, but he probably deserved to get his ass.
He didn't, though. The other guy didn't even leave a mark on him.
Oh, really?
The other guy was like probably 250 pounds, and the other kid's like 150 or something. And he didn't do. People don't know how to fight, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, I gave them free lessons after that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Check out Jonas's website, dograpist.com, for more.
I also I recently did the Warrior Dash.
I did it too.
I did it.
We did the Warrior Dash.
We did it together.
Okay. What happened?
Well, I found out one thing. We are greatly expanding our definition of warrior in this country.
Yeah. Yeah. There was some men in tutus.
Yeah. It was questionable.
There's some big men, and also the people who would like not even do it.
Yeah, it's like a 5K. For people who don't know, it's a 5K like mud run thing. So there are obstacles, there are walls, there are mud pits, rope bridges. And the whole idea is you do this 5K, but you attack all these obstacles. And it's like you can do it as a team or just like personal making yourself better. And there were like multiple people that would just get to an obstacle and then just walk around it.
There was no point. Yeah.
It was like they were
cheaters.
They were way cheating.
I was real hungover. I almost threw up.
That was fun to watch.
I thought I was cocky about it. I'm going to be honest. I stayed out until 4 in the morning the night before getting very drunk. And I slept on your futon.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up 3 hours later.
Yeah.
Drove to the race and almost threw up at every obstacle.
It was pretty entertaining.
But we
finished
it. To see
Tom get to the top of a wall. And they spent 15
panicked.
Minutes trying to figure out how to get over it.
I panicked at everything. It was scary.
It wasn't that scary.
I was very scared.
I would do like an obstacle and then forget that there were no safety precautions taken at all.
Yeah.
And I'd get to the other side. I'm like, oh, I probably should have fallen and died.
You should have fallen and died.
I should have.
That would have been weird.
That would have been weird.
Well, I guess I was driving by myself, so I guess it would have been fine.
Yeah, you could have left me.
Oh, what the fuck? Who's
Jesus
there?
Jesus Christ.
Somebody just broke in. What are you doing here? We're recording a podcast, man.
Is this it? Is this where she is?
Who's she? What are you talking about?
I'm looking for the girl, you sick fuck.
Whoa. I don't like your attitude. No. It sounds like you're looking for somebody. I mean, this is girls' night. Maybe that's the confusion. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're looking. Find
her.
Who's her? Are you searching for a woman?
Yes, a missing person.
Oh, okay. This is like a noble cause. I gotcha. Yeah. So you're somebody who searches for missing people?
Yeah, that's right.
Who's missing? Maybe we can help you find her.
A girl named Christy.
Christy?
Yeah.
When did she go missing?
She went missing about 7 months ago.
I feel like you should have this information on.
I had to write everything down.
Okay. She's not here, but if you want to hang out.
I could have sworn she was here.
Why did you think about it? We could think about where she's at.
I tracked her scent right to this room.
You tracked her
scent?
Yeah.
Is that a method?
It's not officially recognized by the
How do you track someone's scent? Do you like just get down on all fours and?
I smell the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
All right. I mean, I've never found anybody, so I guess that makes sense. Have you ever found anybody that's missing?
I haven't actually ever looked for anybody that's missing.
Oh, that's noble. So you just want to like return her to a family and stuff? How do you know about this person?
Oh no, I'm gonna make her disappear.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
Wait. No. Wait, what? You're gonna make her? I thought she was missing.
She is. I'm gonna find her.
Yeah?
And then no one will ever find her again.
Wait a minute. This doesn't sound good at all.
No, it's fine.
Took a turn. What do you mean it's fine? People should be very... What's your name? Are you in a registry somewhere?
My name's Gary. I'm formerly of the Witness Protection Program.
Formerly of the Witness Protection Program?
Wait, you work for the Witness Protection Program?
They found some of my techniques extreme. Plus, I never found any men, only women.
Is there a reason for that? You seem like ominous.
It's a pheromones thing.
Oh, okay.
I can't smell men as well.
Is that the only way that you track?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you've got like a cold?
Oh, I just take a break.
It's what? Your vacation.
It's like a snow day as a kid.
Wait a minute. I'm glossing over a big thing here. You're not even helping these people. You're making them disappear.
Yes, I'm helping them by making them disappear.
How does
but
that
don't
help
you think
them?
They like want to see their families and stuff?
They're missing for a reason.
Wait. So you found people before?
Oh, yes.
And where are they?
I'm not telling you. What, are you going to rat me out to the cops?
I don't know. I mean, Gary, it sounds like you're doing a bad thing. I don't mean to be quick to judge. I mean... I like to be fair to all our guests, and we're real honored that, I mean, you could be a potential sponsor, and I don't want to blow that. So, where are you keeping, you're not going to tell us where you're keeping these ladies?
I'm not keeping them.
Oh, but you're hiding them.
That's,
that's an important distinction.
Are they alive?
Oh, you just want to know where they are, don't you?
I need to know what you're doing.
I can't tell you.
What is your motivation for this?
It's something I was born to do.
How did you determine that?
Well, I was raised by the Bible.
Okay. This is coming together now.
And part of me, I just the story of Adam, how he gave his rib.
I know that. He gave his rib so that Eve could be made out of his rib.
Right.
Sure.
Well, my entire life I've been questing to become an actual full man, like Adam originally was. So
wait, are you saying that
I
you're
take
trying?
The girl's ribs.
You're trying to take your rib back?
Yeah,
that's really fucking crazy, man. I'm gonna tell you right. I don't mean to judge, and I know that sounds harsh, but that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're trying to become a whole man by taking ribs. How do you get how do you get their ribs out?
I got a guy.
You hired somebody's willing to do that?
Well, I actually, it's a blackmail scenario.
Oh, he's a black male? I understand
yes,
then.
He's a black African-American.
What does blackmail scenario mean?
Well,
I understand. So you're blackmailing someone?
Yeah, I caught him doing something bad.
Oh. I'm sorry. Did you hear the way that
I misunderstood.
Okay. Jonas, this isn't a time for jokes. We have a sick fuck on our podcast.
Hey, you don't call me a sick fuck.
Look, sick fuck seems like a hot issue for you.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
You're a sick fuck.
Hey, you're a sick fuck.
Hey, you're a sick fuck.
Hey, guess what? You're a sick fuck.
Oh, I thought it was going to be... Oh.
Hey, real quick, you guys got any leads on this Christy girl?
I mean, I haven't ever heard of her.
You just want us to help you find a girl
so you can... I don't want to help you find her. Like, I want to help her to, like, save her.
It's for her own good.
I don't know that it is.
How is it for her own good?
You're taking her rib.
Yeah.
I want to know how you're blackmailing this doctor. Is it a doctor, I assume, is performing a surgery?
I caught him doing some real weird shit.
What did you catch
him
doing?
Oh, like taking ribs from women and inserting them into other men?
No, he actually, didn't put gloves on one time.
Oh, you know what? He deserves everything he gets then, because that's fucked up.
Yeah.
He is a sick fuck.
Yeah. He's worse than me. I mean, I gotta admit, at some point, I am kind of a sick fuck.
Look, don't be so hard on yourself.
Thank you. That's great.
How many ribs have you had I assume you have ribs that have been inserted into you.
314.
I was going to say, you look really like you got a lot of ribs in you. I thought that was just like an impressive six pack, but now that I look at it, bones are just sticking out.
Yeah, that's it's mostly bone.
They're popping like out of your skin.
They're not even in places that ribs would be.
Because you have kind of like a gut, and I was like, I thought it was a weird body type, but you just have points coming out of you at all. Yeah. It all turns, and there are turns.
Have you thought about getting some ribs implanted in your hand and they
like
can come
Wolverine?
Out like Wolverine? Yeah.
Have you thought about that? You ever think about that?
Oh, God knows. Every single day.
Why haven't you done that?
Well, the doctor's not that good.
Oh, he can only just... Really,
yeah, I mean, just...
He just shoves
they're just everywhere.
He just shoves them in your stomach and...
Yeah, most of the time. He doesn't even go that deep.
Does he attach them or just kind of...
No, he just kind of cuts open my skin and...
Aren't you scared he's
going to,
like, narc on you? Because blackmail is illegal, right?
Yeah. Are you a cop?
I'm not a fucking cop.
This
you
Jonas
a fucking
character
cop?
Looks like a cop.
I'm not a cop, man. I swear.
You a cop?
I'm not a cop.
I'm not a cop. You a cop? You sick pig fuck.
Not anymore.
Whoa, you used to be a cop?
Yeah. Me and my brother, we used to work the beat.
Wait, is your brother like a cop we would know?
He's Carl Winslow.
Wait a second. I've heard that name.
From Family Matters?
Yeah, Family. That's a fictional show, right? That's not a real
cop. No, that's actually a true story. A lot of people don't know that that's based on true story. 100%.
Wait. Urkel is a real guy?
Stefan Urkel really happened. There was a machine.
He got transformed.
He got transformed.
That really happened?
That all happened.
Man, I got to reevaluate my life. I feel like... Okay, so you're saying that this was like a documentary type show where they just showed real
things?
It was
ahead
things.
Of its time.
And they had a studio audience.
Uh-huh.
Just society wasn't ready to know about reality shows yet.
Yeah, that's right.
That's really fucked up.
That's so bizarre.
I got to think about that for a second. Can we take a moment and just think about it?
Yeah.
Man. So did Urkel end up with the girl?
No.
Man, did Stefan?
He jumped in the Stefan Urkel machine with a fly. It got real bloody.
That's a tragic end to
the fly turned out pretty nice actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
the fly
good.
Was fine.
So what's
that? It's like the most handsome fly you've ever seen.
It's like a hot fly.
It's a real hot fly.
You flies wanna fuck.
And he got all the gross stuff.
He gets now that fly gets all the fly pussy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Fly pussy.
You're not into fly pussy?
Oh,
no.
Fly
is it because you're fly gay?
Yeah.
That's right.
Fly gay. I used to love those guys. On In Living Color, the fly gays.
Sure. I like it.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was In Living Color a reality show as well?
Most of it. Yeah.
Most of it.
Well, I mean, not all of it was real.
Jim Carrey's part was real, but he didn't know.
It was the Truman Show.
That was the Truman Show.
That was the beginning of the Truman Show.
We really are solving a lot of shit here.
We're doing a good job. Mm-hmm.
So you found a lot of women doing this profession.
Yes, around 300.
And you got fired from the witness protection program?
Yeah.
What was the incident where they fired you?
I didn't ever keep track of where I put the women.
So
you were relocating women that were in the witness protection
and then
program.
You just lose them?
But you would just like take them to a town.
No, my job was to relocate them.
Yeah, you would just take them to the town
sure.
and like say, get out and then hope for the best?
Yeah.
Hand them like a file with like a new name and shit and...
And
just never check out.
They're immediately found the next day by the people looking for them.
Well, I thought anonymity would be key, so I actually blindfolded them and just pushed them out of a moving car with all their paperwork.
That's I guess I understand why you were fired then. What's your brother think about all this, Carl Winslow?
Carl?
Yeah.
We haven't spoken in years.
Hmm. Oh, that's sad.
That is
what
sad.
Happened?
Was there a falling out?
There was a falling out.
Does he know your sick fuck past?
Well, I insulted his sister-in-law.
Yeah?
She was dating Little Richie.
I forgot about that.
Off-the-cuff comments about Little Richie.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a sensitive subject
mm-hmm.
in this day and age.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, in this day and age.
To read any good news on the newspaper pages.
That's tough. Wait, Andy Sanford has a great bit. I'm going to... I don't know if you know Andy Sanford.
I don't care about
that. No. You know what? You can get the fuck out of here. Right. You want to go? You want to sit in?
Fuck. I mean, I guess I'll sit in. I just all right,
you can sit in. I mean, you're our guest, I guess, now. Everybody just breaks into our podcast.
It's so weird. And we're not even at my apartment. How do they know what's happening?
Yeah, we're live at Brouhaha.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. Andy Sanford has a great bit about how the songs for all those like sitcoms are actually really fucked up if you listen to them. Like for Family Matters and Step by Step. And another one, Full House. I don't think he does on stage. He just pointed it out to me. Oh, are you searching for the lady?
Are you looking through drawers?
For clues.
Just in the drawers?
Yeah, it's just clues.
That makes sense. But like, if you listen closely to one of the songs, it's our guest is looking through glasses to find the lady. Oh, shit. I think that's a clue. No, that's just some shit.
It's just a Wii remote.
It's a classic Wii.
I'm sorry, I fucked that up. Listen closely to those songs. They're really dark. We'll be back with Girls Night. Look, I mean, we haven't had a lot of guests lately, and kind of desperate to work out some bits that we've been trying to do. So, yeah. Without further ado, let's start our segment. Let me see that dick.
Show me your dick.
That's a sexy dick.
I like your spicy dick.
Oh, is that the noise you made last time? Oh, oh. So we don't have a lot of guests, and the women who are fans of our show. They like dicks. You know what I mean? I got an email. This is a real email I got from Melinda Kashner, who's a real dick princess. And it says in all caps, more dick, please. She's going to hate that.
A real dick princess.
Those are just the words that came out. So without further ado, could you show us that dick?
Yeah, sure. Let me just wipe it out here.
Zip. Oh, God. Oh, wow. That's... Oh, my God. Another dick just fell out.
Oh, I've been keeping that.
How did you get that other dick?
It's a decoy dick.
What is a decoy dick?
What do you use a decoy dick for?
I'll be honest. A lot of people don't like me. And I tend to go straight for the genitals, so I keep a decoy dick and distract the eye.
Does it... Wait a second. People can see it?
Well, yeah. I always wear tight jeans.
They can't see your real dick, though. I mean, it's sizable.
Can they see both?
Yeah. Sometimes they can't see both. That's just shoddy work on my part.
At least you can accept that you're human and you make mistakes.
I do.
Well, that's real weird, but let's go ahead and get some pictures of that real dick. That's a fine dick. I get why you're in this business. Mm-hmm. You want to...
Because of his dick, that's why you understand?
It takes confidence to be in a business like this, and with a dick like that, I get...
Well, if you look right here, I actually put two ribs on both sides of my dick.
I didn't stare too closely, but I did notice that.
I just want to make it gay or anything.
I actually am staring at it very closely now, and it's a lovely dick. And it is weird that those things are pointing. Does that increase pleasure?
It does. You know, it was mainly a medical. I broke my dick, which is why I now carry the decoy dick.
I understand.
I had to put two ribs in as a splint until it healed. And I just kept it at that point.
So your dick is kind of like a Wolverine.
It is.
Hand thing, but you can't do that on your actual hands.
No.
Okay.
I understand. All right, well, you can put that dick away. I don't know. You got any plugs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What you got coming up? You're looking for Christy. That's one.
You can catch me in the background of the final season of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was on 3 episodes.
Do you know who the mom is?
I do.
Who is it?
It's actually Bob Saget.
Oh, that makes sense.
I get it.
It's a twist. Like, I get it.
Like at the end of Full House, when we found out that Bob Saget was really a transgendered serial killer.
That would have been a great twist.
That would have been a great twist.
Like the ending of Roseanne, where we find out John Goodman's been dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Full House is based on a true story, too.
Is that real?
Except it was the exact opposite.
It was an empty house?
It was an empty house.
It was just the kids?
Well, the kids actually raised the adults.
Oh, and Uncle Jesse was, I don't know. I have nothing. I was going to say something.
Still fuckable, is that what you mean?
Uncle Jesse was a hot man. Uncle Jesse was a doctor on ER. Who cares?
Uncle Jesse was never a doctor on ER.
He wasn't?
Are you thinking of the actor? George Clooney. You're thinking of George Clooney.
No, he was a doctor.
John
Stamos
was on?
He was on ER. This has been another episode of ER Talk, our new podcast. Well, I think we're good. Do you need any help finding this lady? Maybe we
let's
can help.
Not, oh, let's not involve ourselves.
I keep
ourselves.
Forgetting that you're doing this fucked up thing.
I bet you'd love to help me, wouldn't you, you sick fuck?
Why am I a sick fuck? You're the one who's finding ladies and taking their ribs. What do you feed them and stuff?
Yeah.
Do we know they're okay?
Are they still alive?
Okay. Yeah, that's the real question here. Are they getting proper medical treatment? Are they alive?
That's the beauty of it. I don't know. And I throw them out of that car, and I never see them again.
Oh, so you do this as you're relocating witnesses. That's where you...
Yeah, that's right. They're a little bit drugged up, of course, from the operation.
So if any of you out there are missing people, don't let this sick fuck save you. Just like try to get saved by someone else. I assume that a lot of our listeners are also missing people.
Oh yeah, I think so.
This is the one thing their captors will let them listen to.
Well, you know, you can mort him that, but I'm gonna find him anyways. I sneak up on everybody.
That's
how do you think I got in here?
That's a fair point. We did leave the door open. Mm-hmm. That's kind of on us. Yeah. But that is impressive. How did you get in here?
You left an actual trail of breadcrumbs here.
I kind of hoped that a guest would come. I don't know.
I didn't have lunch, so I just ate the crumbs.
You saved breadcrumbs?
Yeah, I hope you know your way out.
Off the ground.
Those crumbs are gone.
Well, we are going to have some trouble finding our way out. And you got anything else you want to tell the people?
I follow this guy on Twitter.
Who is it?
His name's Mike Cronin.
I heard he's a big... Don't follow him. He's a fucking hack. He's got this
beard.
Fucking bit about his fucking Twitter handle.
Right.
It's like his dad's is Bone Snake, Bone Snake 2, because his grandpa is Bone Snake 1.
Right.
And now the big punchline is that he's fucking Bone Snake 3. And anyways, what were you gonna say about him?
I'm not saying this guy's great. But
what were you gonna say about him?
Pretty sure you just butchered that whole joke. his Twitter handle's at BoneSnake3.
Oh fuck! Yeah, I knew.
I originally came upon him because I thought he was a pedophile, and he would help me find these girls. Because chances are he probably had some in his basement.
I think he does, to be honest.
But
speaking of sick fucks, what a big bag of shit.
Oh him? Oh yeah,
oh,
he's
yeah.
the worst.
Yeah, you seem like a cool guy, to be honest, compared to him. He's into some sick shit.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I caught him masturbating to to Simpsons porn.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they make Simpsons porn on.
That's not that weird. Huh?
What do you mean it's not that weird?
I mean, that's kind of hot. I don't know. The weird thing is, me and Murphy were talking about this. Sometimes, like, they have episodes of it, and you're just such a Simpsons fan. You're like, that was actually pretty good. Like, they take the time to, like, try to mimic the writing.
The right structure and everything.
Yeah, and every once in a while. It'd be funny if there was, like, a really good episode where it was actually porn.
When I watched him, Bart came and he yelled, "Ay, caramba."
I like it. I like it. So, ladies, check out Mike Cronin on Twitter at BoneSnake3 for more anecdotes like that. And Jonas, you got anything?
Just banging around in Bloomington.
Just bumbling about.
Bumbling about. Ambling.
Rambling and ambling.
Yep.
You can see me in St. Louis in 2 weeks.
I might come hang out.
Come hang out.
Let's go to the City Museum.
I don't even know where I'm gonna, I don't remember the names of the places.
That's what I'm telling you right now. That's what we're going to do.
We're going to go to a museum.
Do you know in St. Louis they have a cookie place that delivers right to your door?
Is that right?
That's true.
We have those in Indiana.
We do. Actually, we have a place in Bloomington that does that.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Hey.
Hey.
Actually, I appreciate that.
Well, I guess good luck with finding these people. So do you fuck them? That's the closing question.
Hey, I bet you'd like to know, you sick fuck.
All right. That was Mr. Winslow. Well, Gary Winslow. Watch out for him. He's making a big splash in the splash market. And also, don't forget to follow that dick princess, Melinda Kashner, at Kashnerd. Really quickly, I want to thank...
Can you give me her address real quick?
Yeah, it's 123 South Walnut. 123
South Walnut.
Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh, she can be found at 123 South Walnut.
I know. South of Fucktown. Really quickly, I want to give a quick shout out to Sam Schilling. Wrote a really nice review of the podcast on iTunes.
Sam.
It was a nice thing, and we appreciate it. And have a great girls' night. Now, you know what? I want to say a few more things.
Okay.
You can email us at girlsnightbrady. @gmail.com.
Visit the website, hotornot.com.
Visit our website, hotornot.com.
Did you just burp into the microphone, you sick fuck?
Yeah. You're a sick fuck.
Hey, fuck you guys.
Hey, this is our podcast, you sick fuck.
Hey, well, breadcrumbs make me gassy. I just ate a bunch of them.
That is understandable. Yeah. That's our fault, kinda.
Are you guys going to finish this water in this dog park?
there's a bowl.
No, you can have
dog
it.
Water. You can finish that up. Oh God, he's doing it. He's lapping it up. That's really, you're a sick
please
fuck.
Please stop.
I could do this all day. Oh God.
Oh God.
Gary's just drinking. Drinking water out of the dog bowl. We don't even know whose dog that is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, God, the dog's coming up.
I'll tell you one thing, it's a female.
Oh, here she is. Oh, God. Stop licking her, Gary.
It's tit for tat. She licks me, I lick her.
What does that mean?
It's tit for tit. All right, we have to wrap this up. I don't have any Craigslist things or anything. I got so drunk the other night, I wrote a misconnection for a cute dog that I saw. All right. You know what? Have a lovely girls' night. And
real quick.
Yeah.
Does this go out to the internet? Or
yeah.
Just right to your friends in the van outside?
Oh, fuck. Shit.
You cop fucks.
Look, this has been this whole thing has been a ruse, Harstel, to get you to come on the podcast so that we could catch you up.
Am I surrounded?
You're surrounded.
No.
So give it up for the troops, and also give it up because you're going to fucking jail, you sick fuck.
I'm never getting to jail.
Oh, God.
You can't touch me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He disappeared.
He's gone.
He disappeared. I don't know how he stumbled out without the cops stopping him. He just rolled out. He moves swiftly, like
he's
a gazelle.
Very swift for a bigger guy.
Like a gazelle.
Like a gazelle.
If a gazelle like was like a unathletic, couldn't really move graciously,
but somehow made it through.
Bumbled about. I don't know what a gazelle is. Thanks for listening, guys.
Real quick, do you guys validate?
We do.
Okay.
Have a good girls' night. Yeah.